Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you in Jesus' name. Happy, happy Wednesday to you, and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Listen, it is my pleasure, blessing, honor, privilege, delight, joy, honor. We got to pour it all tonight. Hallelujah. I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. And it indeed is my privilege and blessing and honor, amen, to be here to share the word of God with you. I pray and trust that you have been pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, that you have been continuing in your seek of him, hallelujah, his heart and not just his hand, glory be to God. And if you're like me, you've been going through some shifts and some testings and some trials and some pruning and some pounding on the potter's wheel, but you're in good hands, hallelujah. How many of you know that God knows exactly what he's doing? Hallelujah. Hey, I say he knows exactly what he's doing. And even when it feels like he's not there, even when it feels like we have been left for dead and forsaken, glory be to God, he's right there. Hallelujah. I've seen it posted many times, and I've heard it said that the teacher does not speak during the test. That's true. Hallelujah. But he is watching. Glory be to God. His eyes are on you. Bless the name of our God. And the Holy Spirit, amen, is right there to lead and guide us into all truth. Isn't that right? Amen. So I pray and trust again that you are having a happy, happy Wednesday and that you are delighted, as I am, to be here tonight to share the word of God. Listen, I want to thank you and you for your prayers, amen, for your just uplifting and encouraging words of love and encouragement and push and keep going, you know, because there are other souls beside us, amen, that need the God in us. Is that all right? Amen. I may not be where you are geographically, amen, to be able to reach the souls that you may see or to or fellowship with on a regular basis, but your survival is necessary in order for you to do that. So as your brothers and sisters keeper, it is my obligation and duty boundness by God, amen, to pray for you. We are to pray for one another, just like you may not be assigned to the souls I'm assigned to. But amen, as you're interceding for me to be all right and stay in one piece, hallelujah, to continue to press along, glory to God. Souls are being blessed. Amen. We're in this together. Praise God. Listen, this is Let's Talk About Love. Amen. For all of us, all of us. Amen. We're in this together. So praise God. I thank God for your prayers, and also by way of announcement, thank you and you for your encouragement in not only purchasing the book, but in you sharing your feedback on how Gateway to Glory Second Edition, Special Edition, has blessed your life. I am so encouraged because it was just like with anything else, birthing brings pain. Amen. Hallelujah. Be pregnant and happy. Glory to God. But when the pain for travailing hits and it's time to labor, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. There's some pain involved. Bless the Lord. And there's yet some toil. Come on here. After the baby is born, the work don't stop there after Susie or Johnny comes out the womb. Oh, I wish I could get some help tonight. Hallelujah. Shandala Bahu. Any good parent, come on, is going to lose sleep over their baby. Hiya bababan shiki. Not because nothing's necessarily wrong, but glory to God. We got to guard and watch and keep the priest of blood. How? Over what God has used us to birth out. Come on up in here tonight. Speaking to their future. I hope you're doing it over your children. Speak it into their lives while they're sleeping. I don't care if they're in Hong Kong. Oh, Send the Holy Ghost over there. Send the Holy Ghost over there. Saturate Johnny or Sue while they're sleeping. And if they're doing something, they ain't got no business. Get them. Hallelujah. Hey, shake on my side. Yes, glory to God. Amen. That goes to ministry work. Come on. Popcorn and boo-boo, whoever it is. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, come on, that God has put into our hands to be good stewards over. We got to keep it covered in prayer. Is that all right? Amen. Praise God. Let's get into the word. Let's get into the word tonight. We want to read. We're going to skip around a little bit, and then we're going to get right into the word. And by way of a pre-announcement, we're going to be getting back into 31 days of prayer coming up. So I will be sharing more information about that and how you can consecrate with me. Come on, leading up to that as we go out of the this year into the new one. The Lord say the same. Should Jesus tarry? Come on. Let's not. Come on. Hallelujah. We know the day and time we're living in. Jesus is soon to come. So if the Lord should tarry, glory to God, we're going to be going into 31 days of prayer real soon. Amen, and I'll keep you posted on that. All right, Judges 13, starting at verse 1. And again, we're going to be skipping over a little bit here and there. Amen, okay. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. Seems like we stayed in trouble, right? And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. Manoah's wife could not have children. Reminds me of Hannah. Reminds me of Sarah. Come on, Abraham's wife. All right. But we know what God did in those cases, don't we? Yes, we do. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For this child, the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. I got to stop right there for a minute. I feel God. This child, oh, is a holy child. Hallelujah. He is set apart from the womb, separated unto God. Hey, he has a special purpose. He's not like everybody. Come on up in here. And he can't be raised like everybody else. There are some rules and regulations. God, I thank you tonight. There are some kingdom protocols and, come on here, instructions that go with raising this child here. He can't go everywhere. Oh, I know how the week was passed. Hallelujah, but he cannot go trick or treat thing or trick in the chopping with everybody else. He's been called apart, set apart, chosen, sanctified for God. Amen. And we ain't mad at nobody, but we got to serve notice to the devil when he's trying to make you feel like you're not doing the right thing because you won't let your, come on up in here, you won't let your children conform to the ways of the world and sacrifice them to the devil. You keep raising your children in the admonition of the Lord. If they trick or treat, God bless them. Amen. I'm not judging their conduct about shot. And don't judge me. Just keep them covered in the blood. Don't want to get into that because my time is running short. Hallelujah. Do as the Holy Ghost leads you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We compromise too much. Come on here. Come on. All right. I still love you. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. See, it would be different if the Lord told her he's going to be selling fish sandwiches on the side of the road. And he's going to be playing hopscotch and Cracker Jacks and all kind of video games for the rest of his life. No, this child is called for deliverance. Oh, oh, anointed by God for his use, not yours. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. All right, so we read on down. She told her husband and what have you, and amen. So let's go over to Let's go over to 14. Let's go there quickly. Samson went down to Timnath. We're in verse 1 and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother, he's a big boy now, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. I like how Samson talked to his parents. That's real bold, you know. If it was me, and it couldn't have been, I wouldn't have no teeth, not even looking at my parents a certain way. But here goes this anointed boy, feeling himself, knowing that he's a kingdom covenant child. But he wants what he wants, and he wants it right now. You know he's not supposed to intermarry, intermingle, and mix up, and come on here, be unequally yoked. But he didn't care. His flesh was in control, and everybody knew it. The capable, shundleable, and he told his parents, I want that woman right there. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou wast to take a wife of the uncircumcised to the seed of Abosha? That's like your child who has been raised in Christendom, coming home and saying, "Mama, Daddy, I want your sanction, I want your seal of approval, your blessing on me marrying this satanic cult worshiper." Help me, Jesus! Yes, is that serious? All right, And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Take heart, parents, mother, father, single or married, and both or what have you. Hallelujah. God is in the plan concerning your children. Oh, God is dealing with the children tonight. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. Let's read on further. We're going to see how, hallelujah, Samson gets himself into more trouble. Not only did he defy God's covenant, bless God, by marrying a woman outside of their covenant, amen, but he decides, he decides that he's Samson. A lot of us are like that, you know, that we are anointed and we know that God's hand is on us and we can slack about our covenant. Y'all don't want to have no real talk, but it's all right. And many of us have gotten into the place where we know the Holy Ghost has told us to do a thing. We know that God done told us don't go there, don't say that, don't talk to them, don't mingle with them. Keep it short and sweet and simple, deal from a distance. But we decided to move ahead anyway, our way. Hallelujah. Lord, I just want to show love. Samson wanted to show love too. He sure did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to give them a chance. The benefit of the doubt, you go right on ahead. Hallelujah. If the Lord tell you don't touch the snake, you go, I just want to give the snake the benefit of the doubt. It's a boa constrictor, honey. It's a python. It'll choke and suck the life out of you, huh? Don't play with fire, huh? You'll get burned. How many times have you heard it? But you're still playing with fire. Somebody got to come out tonight. Oh, my son of a heart. In your relationships, in your dealings, in your finances, come on here. Oh, in your health, in your diet. God has been leading, help me, Jesus. He's been leading and instructing you a certain way, and you keep on tipping, you keep on tipping. You keep on just a little bit, just a little bit. A little leaven's the whole lot. Just a little bit to get you in trouble. Don't take God's grace to play with. Neither take it for granted. Just because grace abounds, so we continue to sin at all, shut up my heart. Oh, God's going to bring me out anyway. He's merciful and just a gift. How? The apostle Paul said, God forbid. God is not to play with. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Let's read in 16 how the Samson, he has fought many battles. He's anointed. Come on. He's anointed and he's fought many battles. Hallelujah. He used the jawbone of an ass to slay hundreds, come on here, an army. army of enemies. He had such strength. God anointed him with supernatural strength. Many of you tonight under my voice have been anointed with supernatural gifts, abilities, and talents. Oh, but you're running on empty. Let me show you why. Let's go here. Come on here. Judges 16. Then went Samson to Gaza. Oh, Gaza. And saw Van Harlot and went in to her. Gaza, Gaza. You got some in Gaza right now. Flirting with the devil. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson has come hither. And they come past him. And let me say some of y'all preachers that shouting to and fro. Hallelujah. For the purpose of ministry, finding out of different cities and what have you. Some of y'all don't flew to Gaza yet because you went to get your freak on. Left your wife or husband at home. So come on, see. And you just like Samson, anointed, appointed, slick back, baby, in the oil of God. Huh? But you want what you want, huh? And you want it right now. Huh? You're right now. Huh? Your flesh is out of control. Oh, my son. Oh. All right. Yeah. So it is in Gaza. And it was told to Gaza, Samson has come hither, and they come past him in. You think you're going there to look all cute and getting set up? Come on, God will get you. Let's read it. Thank God for Jesus, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city. And were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning when it is day, we shall kill him. Lord, I thank you for lifting up a bloodstained banner tonight. The bloodstained banner of Jesus to cover us in our folly. When we get beside ourselves and think that we come on over here, that we got it going on and everything is all right because it's so anointed. Echo Nama, Sangalama. So what anointed do and disqualify? Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them bar and all and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of a hill that is before Hebron. He's so cute. He likes to show off. Isn't that nice? Yeah, we like to do that. We like to do that. Mm-hmm. We like to take God's oil and flaunt and fancy and frizz and frass. We do that. Yeah, and it came to pass afterwards that he loved the woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. Oh, Delilah. God have mercy. Can I help somebody tonight in the Holy Ghost? As God helps me. Delilah is dressed up just right for you, baby. Oh, God have mercy. The enemy knows what you like. He knows your weakness. He knows what buttons to push. He knows what words to use. He knows what clothes to wear. He knows what gifts to buy. We'll stand in the pulpit. Y'all don't want to talk no real church with the collar on and many theological, seminarical degrees and things. Speak in tongues too. Oh, Jesus, help, help, help your remnant. Oh, God. Yeah, he loves her. Some of y'all, oh, Lord, please help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of y'all sitting under Delilah's leadership. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of y'all married to Delilahs. Some of you were in business covenant, business dealings and arrangements with Delilahs. Some of them BFFs of Delilah's waiting to cut your hair off. Oh, Baba, Baba, Sheba, Baba, Ho, Mama, Hande, De, He. Oh, Jesus, help us! Help! 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 Disobedience opens doors for a lot of trouble. Y'all hear? Y'all hear? And the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth. He ain't just picking up the gates of the city and slaying folk with no jawbone of a donkey just like that. better to his success. God is talking to somebody tonight. Read that for yourself. And see wherein his grace that lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him. We want to bring him into captivity. That we will ask you right now, beloved. How did you do that? Can you help me? How did you have me help get my stuff started? Y'all don't want to. What is your secret? I want to be your prayer partner. Y'all don't want to talk. But all along that the liars. Being sent by the devil. The devil's messenger. To destroy your anointing. To zap your strength. To strip your power. Lord, we need help tonight. We need help tonight. We need help tonight. See by what means they told us we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. You're going to get paid, Delilah, if you help us. So she didn't think, no second thought about it. She's on assignment. Come on here. Don't think it saves them, folks. Turn it back on you. Hurrah, the same ones who said the secret. I recall my son of a bow. Took out the scissors and said to cut your hair off. Kush Monday. They on assignment. And God allowed them to be sick on you to get your tail back in place. Thunder, hey. So she asked him, we're going to get through this quickly. I want you to read it later on. Read the whole, come on, 13 through 16. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Let's go to 16, verse 16. She kept begging, and she got upset and threw a temper tantrum. You know, the spirit of Jezebel was in cahoots with this spirit using manipulation. I ain't going to give you none of all that stuff. Come on up in here. I'm not going to talk to you if you don't tell me. Verse 16. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words. Listen, there's some people up in your face, not because they want your company. They want your secret. Okay. And urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Listen, some folk got to just be cut off from you so that you won't die for bringing pressure so much, for bringing drain so much. What are you, Shama? Sometimes you're not strong enough to say, get out of my face, devil, because you're so nice. Come on, listen, I know I'm talking to, come on here. I know God is talking to somebody tonight. We're too wrapped up in our emotions, our feelings. Jesus, help. There's some folks you won't have to say no. And walk away and shut the door and put a padlock chain and gorilla glue on it too. And cry behind the shut door when you say that. How about Tashmiki? Sometimes God will show you straight up and down before the thing comes. This is of the devil, don't do it. And you stamp on my head. All right. Verse 17. See, he got so vexed unto death that he told her all his heart, not just some. He told her everything. They have not come a raise upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Wouldn't it have been nice if Delilah would have said, oh, honey, that's a wonderful place, God. I want to be saved, too. She did it. And neither is the devil playing with you. Want to get some secrets? Clear, especially long, strong, healthy, kept. Tidy meat here is a symbol of what? Power, authority, wisdom, strength. Hallelujah. Let's read a little bit further down here. Now, Samson was now taken into captivity because they took him. Come on, the Philistines took him. Delilah sold him out. Hallelujah. And when he went to shake himself like he normally did, there was no power. That's some of y'all been wondering why things ain't going right. You've been caught in Delilah. Under the bowl. You done formed a demonic alliance. Kansai. An ungodly soul tie. that stressed y'all. God told me to let you know your hair's coming back out of the boss, Mama. I see new growth. I see new growth. Hallelujah. 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 Let's read this here. The Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza, verse 21, and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again. After he was shaven, where are my beauticians and hair experts out there? How many of you know sometimes your hair got to be cut in order to grow back healthy? Even though he was shaven, his hair began to grow back. I see new growth tonight. I got to tell you that in the Holy Ghost. Some of you have been stripped because daddy had to give you get up by yourself. It's because of where you're going, where God has called you to, where he's taking you, the masses that are waiting for what he's invested in you for them. Your hair had to be cut off to teach you how to guard the anointing. Protect it at all costs. Relish your life with the Lord. Don't take him, neither your relationship with him, for granted. Don't play with your soul. Don't play with your salvation. And Lord have mercy, don't play with souls. Oh! I want to speak to those of you that have been called and mantled for such a time as this. Especially and particularly with the mantle of deliverance. Glory to God. Father, I lift up those who have been mantled and equipped specifically for deliverance ministry through the operation of various gifts, multiple gifts, the laying on of hands, gifts of healing, the word of knowledge. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. A peculiar piece of discernment and casting out of devils. Father, so I pray for those that you have called to the deep tonight with the gift and anointing for deliverance. Father, not surface slaps, but my God, uprooting, shimmering, grinding to powder and incinerating with fire every work of the enemy. Not by might, not by power, but by your Holy Ghost. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of Delilah, the folly of Delilah, and the pride of Samson that has come to grip and bind your people. Recover, may the what? So the flesh. Oh! Be incinerated tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood against the hard heart. The hearty-hearted, proud spirit. Oh! The spirit of Arise, nobody can tell me nothing. It's so cool. Oh God, Father, that spirit, that says it doesn't take all of that. The pressure to be with the in crowd, even in the chat. Father, I lose fresh anointing of fresh consecration. Father, I think it's a new ground. Restoration being multiplied upon your people. That have had to learn the lesson the hard way. Thank you that the hair's growing back. And they shall be better than before. They shall be stronger than before. They shall be wiser than before. They shall be more anointed than before. They're going to be more in love with you than ever before. Do it by your spirit, Lord. And by the power of your Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, and by the power of his blood. Amen. Beloved, listen, that is my prayer for you tonight. I pray that you've been blessed by tonight's broadcast. Please do go back and read those scriptures, Judges chapters 13 through 16. It's some good yummy, all right? Highlight, eat real good. I'll see you next week, okay? I love you guys. The Lord be willing. I'll be right back here, same time, same station. Bye-bye.